Hello, Internet!
I have, well, we'll see how it goes. It's always a crapshoot. And since we haven't done it in a while, and since we have a special guest tonight, we'll introduce everyone. My name's Alan, and we have Brita.
My name is Jay Grazio! I'm really dumb, dur.
We have Brita.
Token TNA of the Squirrel Report.
Not at all.
I thought that was me.
Yeah, that's definitely Jay.
Jay, you don't have a butt.
That's true.
But he used to have a really nice rack.
We have Weird Beard.
Hello.
We have JG.
Howdy.
And we have a special guest tonight, the host of the Roadgunner podcast, Chaz.
Hi. Some call me Chester.
Chester.
Is that true?
I think my baby sea cow just tooted. The atmosphere is distinctly less pleasant in here.
Uh-oh.
Are you in the truck?
Yeah, I'm in the Chicken Hammer Love Wagon studio.
Awesome.
Are you in the box?
Am I in the box? I'm in the sleeper berth right now.
He's in his bunk.
Are you?
Yeah. It's okay. I'm wearing tactical pants.
I'm not.
Excuse me.
Would you happen to be parked at a truck stop?
I am. I'm in Pennsylvania somewhere near Harrisburg.
Ah.
Are there truck stop hookers?
not yet. I haven't seen any lot lizards tonight. It's snowed. I haven't been feeling great since the SHOT Show. I think Jay gave me something.
You got
the SHOT Show crud.
I did, and it's almost like someone's filming a Bukkake movie in my nose.
Oh.
You?
It's terrible.
Oh, wait. I will tell you right now, I know what that is because my daughter has it too. You're cutting teeth.
Oh, I thought she was... Thank God she wasn't filming a movie. Okay.
Oh,
my mistake.
Boy.
We're not going there with infants.
So,
she has been filming movies, but her movies are, hey, let's destroy the kitchen.
That's a good movie. How did that play at Tribeca?
I haven't submitted it yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure I'll get an Oscar at Tribeca.
Whoa. Okay. It is Thursday, January 29th. 2014. God damn it.
15.
2015.
If you look in Alan's wastebasket, you will find dozens of shredded checks.
I'll do it for the next 2 months too. 2015. It's actually the almost the end of January. We are 1/12 of the way into 2015, and I still can't manage to say it.
That's because you're old.
Nah, it's always been that way.
It's senioritis.
Yep.
How's your peepster?
A peepster?
Yeah. How's your peepster, Alan? Is peepster? No more kidney stones popping out?
Oh, yeah. Okay, since you asked.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
I went earlier this week. I went to see the nephrologist, and for those of you that don't know what a nephrologist is, it's a kidney doctor. I don't know why they call it nephrologist.
That's the guy that
bumps on your hand. Yeah, I know. That's phrenologist. But
that's
anyway.
Phrenologist. Nephrous means of kidney.
Yeah. So they give me this big jug, and they're like, okay, you need to pee in this jug for 24 hours.
Oh, my dad just did that.
And when
do
you're...
Do that all the time.
And when you're... Yeah. Well,
call
you know.
Sugar bombs.
Yeah. Yeah, except this one I'm supposed to keep in the fridge. So.
Oh, okay.
Ew.
Just like me?
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my story.
Yeah, my dad had to do that. And also my cousin had to do that, but it was part of a fraternity initiation.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear that one.
No, it was one of those, like, my aunt was telling me about it. Like, evidently the fraternity, I think, got into some trouble because of it. But essentially they locked all the pledges in a room with a keg and a bucket and said, we'll see you in the morning. And the keg better be gone.
Oh.
And I went, you know what? That's actually pretty awesome. And she said, I know.
That doesn't sound that bad.
That actually sounds like some good bonding time.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good as a keg and a campfire.
And a jar of peanut butter.
Well, yeah, because peanut butter is delicious.
Well, then.
And a spatula?
Grilled peanut butter sandwiches. They're runny.
Heck yeah.
Oh, man, I love those.
For those that don't know, not only is Chester the host of the Roadgunner podcast, but he's also a trained chef.
Oh.
Indeed. I did a little bit of training back in the mid-90s at Walt Disney World. Did an apprenticeship there.
What's your favorite thing to cook? Like, what is your specialty?
Well, lately in the truck.
You cook in the truck?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Last night we had it's pretty simple, grilled chicken breast and stir-fried, steamed vegetables, cauliflower, peppers, and something else, baby broccoli.
How is this accomplished?
Well, the Aroma rice cooker that I bought at Target has several functions. It can serve as a hot plate or a electric saute pan, and things like that. So I like to make Tom Kha Gai Thai soup. It's Thai coconut and ginger soup.
Right.
That's a pretty good one. It's pretty easy to make. Just get a bunch of fresh ingredients at a hipster grocery store like Whole Foods. If they're not in there, like, storming the place for artisanal bread and gluten-free kale. Beer. Yeah.
Baby kale.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it can be used to stir-fry things, so stir-fried vegetables and stuff like that. We have a crock pot. So tomorrow I'm going to do grass-fed pot roast with sweet potatoes.
Nice.
In the truck while we're rolling down a super slab going westbound.
So you sit there and you get to smell the crock pot all day while you're driving.
All day long. Put a bundle of fresh herbs in there. And every time you open the window, it changes the pressure in the atmosphere, and you start smelling the wafting of the aromas start flooding your nostrils, and it makes you very hungry.
Wow.
And by open the window, you mean you farted in the truck?
Yeah. That happens. I'm a man. It's natural.
It's natural for ladies,
things
too.
Things happen. The weird thing about my rice cooker is I've never made rice in it.
Well, that's because you're weird and paleo.
Well, I try to be. Right now,
that's all I use my rice cooker for.
Right now, I'm weird and plumpio. I need to get back on the paleo.
I made zoodles tonight.
Ooh. Do you make zoodles. It with zucchini?
Yep. They're the best.
Oh, yeah. I do. I can make that in the truck pretty easy. I can make homemade spaghetti sauce and pasta sauce. I like to make chicken tikka masala.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good one.
How do you make that?
Well, you start off with a mixture of ginger and garlic, about 50-50, about a good half a cup. So that's a pain in the butt, peeling fresh ginger and crushing garlic. And you saute that down in coconut oil. And then when that starts to cook down a little bit, you add all your spices like garam masala and maybe a little curry powder, regular paprika, and some other spices that are not hitting me in the head right now. And you toast all your spices, and then you can throw in your chicken right then and coat everything and cook it down a little bit. Add vegetables. I like to use parsnips or cauliflower as my vegetable. And when that gets all cooked down, add some strained tomatoes and tomato paste and incorporate all that. Add coconut milk and chicken stock. Let that all cook down, a simmer, and then when that's finished, top it off with some fresh chopped cilantro.
Yum. Mm,
delicious.
Did I not hear you adding any yogurt?
I don't like to use to marinate the chicken in the yogurt.
Yeah.
Because for me, it tastes too bitter. I know that's a traditional step, is marinating the chicken in yogurt. Put it in the chicken and the yogurt and marinate for 30 minutes. But I don't like to do that. It's a wee bit bitter, I think. So it's a little bit of less traditional style. Plus, I'm actually, with the coconut milk, you add that last. I said add the chicken stock and coconut milk. But wait till everything's cooked and then add coconut milk. That way you don't break the coconut milk and it tastes delicious.
I'm jealous.
That's awesome.
Everybody hungry?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Everybody's wow. having a long pause.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I could do it all up. Pretty much the rice cooker is like a round microwave and hot plate and slow cooker and everything. It's a steamer, boiled water.
Check this out.
It's awesome.
What is it called?
It's the name brand is called Aroma. It's the Aroma rice cooker. I got it at Target. Get the one at Target because the one at Walmart doesn't have all the same features.
I would actually
digital rice cooker.
It is a digital rice cooker.
I'm gonna check
this
out.
It's got saute and simmer. It does brown rice, white rice, steam, slow cook.
That's amazing. It's like a crock pot plus.
Oh, wow. Actually, I just realized something. I don't know if you've ever tried this, but I buy mine at the Asian stores.
Racist.
They last forever. I don't buy rice cookers from white people. I think that's a bad move. But mine are the mechanical ones. So they've got the little spring at the bottom. So I think it works on as the water gets cooked off, it gets lighter, and then the machine automatically shuts off when the rice is perfect.
Yeah, I used to have one of those traditional ones where it just hit one switch. That's all it's got. Boom, yep. One switch, and then.
But does that work in the truck because you're bouncing around?
Usually when I'm cooking in the rice cooker, I'm stationary.
Okay.
If I'm cooking in the crock pot, we're moving down the road, and I put it down on the floor, right next to the dogs.
See, I like to think of it more like marine cooking. Where you've got the little teeny tiny kitchen, but you're doing everything while you're moving.
I've done that a little bit. I get really motion sick when I try to do that stuff.
Well, that's why you keep a bucket handy.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I got to take a little bit of hit of the Jamie. Excuse me.
All right. So
are you going to be there where you are right now all night long? You're going to sleep there?
Am I going to sleep here? Yep.
Yeah. Huh.
Excuse me for a second. I have to cough. Excuse me. Don't have a cough.
Nope,
button.
Not allowed.
This is very interesting to me.
Jay, I can't believe you said it wasn't allowed.
If we wanted to go inside right now, get us a shower.
Oh, at the truck stop.
Shower in the rig? That's
no, in the truck stop.
No, in the truck stop. We have to gather our belongings, our shower shoes, flip flops, whatnot, sundry and items and whatnot. Go in there, take a shower.
And drop the soap.
Yeah, do you and the wife take a shower?
Yeah, we shower together. My wife.
Dropping the soap's not a problem.
Yeah, it's okay. I prefer it actually.
All right. Well, I just heard an excellent segue. Is of course, you know, Chester is a fool and likes to shop at Whole Foods and. Mm-hmm. I saw a great picture of all the New Yorkers lined up outside of the Whole Foods.
Yes.
They went crazy.
Yep. Because there was supposedly the world was supposed to end in New York.
That's right.
I love going to Whole Foods, especially wearing a firearm.
Awesome.
I feel so subversive. You know, there's a lot of libertarians that shop at Whole Foods. I see as many Ron Paul stickers and as I do Obama stickers or anything else at our local Whole Foods anyway. But I love it when I'm in the yogurt aisle and someone's youngster comes flying up the aisle and headbutts the grip of my gun, goes flying headlong into it, goes boonk, and goes, ow! I'm like, yeah, sure, that's a Glock 19 there, son. You watch yourself.
Yeah, control your rodents.
Yeah. Yeah, I shop at Whole Foods because I'm fancy. Let's put it that way. And they have the finest ingredients in the land as far as I can find. I've been accustomed to getting good ingredients and things like that.
And they have the finest prices if you like driving a big rig for free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm
rich. Look, I make good money. I'm good. You know,
the, you can
this
buy the
podcasting
fancy cheese.
Thing, this podcasting thing's really taken off. I get literally dozens of dollars a year doing this.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Alan, what are we doing wrong?
I don't
know. Oh, did I say I meant negative dozens? My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, that's more like it.
I make negative dozens of dollars per year, and so I can afford to go to Whole Foods.
The before we get into the, you know, talking about the SHOT Show, one of the big events this past week was the snowpocalypse that wasn't. And you know, speak for
yourself, Alan.
You did not have a snowpocalypse. You just had snow.
I spent it was kind of a snowpocalypse, but I'll let you lead it into it, and then I can talk about my miserable fucking week.
Well, two things. One, I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can go on this. One is laughing at the New Yorkers standing in line for food because none of them have anything to eat in their apartments.
Right. Everybody goes out to eat in New York.
Yeah, and the other one was, people actually got mad because there wasn't a disaster.
Right.
You know, this horrible blizzard thing that was supposed to happen didn't. And everybody was like, hey, where's my blizzard? You lied to me.
Well, they declared martial law.
Yeah.
And they shut down the subways, but yet continued the trains running.
Yeah.
At least Boston shut down the subways, and there was no
Who's
trains
making running. A cocktail?
Might be me.
Are truckers allowed to do that?
They're not driving.
He's not driving.
No.
A plausible deniability. It could be apple juice.
It could be. It's just iced tea.
In a blender? Do you have one of those gasoline-powered blenders? Because those are pretty awesome.
So
no, I used to have a Nutribullet, which I found out wasn't that good for making like juices. But man, does it make whipped cream in about 2 seconds.
One of those what?
Have you ever seen the Nutribullet? They sell them at Walmart.
The yes.
And there's you put all your veggies and stuff in there and make like a fruit juice drink and stuff like that.
Like a vegetable smoothie?
Yeah, those suck. But whipped cream? 3 seconds.
Interesting.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
What if you put whipped cream on your vegetables?
Mm.
I'll bet that's a taste sensation that does not go well together. I'm just guessing. Unlike the rum and coke.
Not if you step outside of your big rig and beat that whipped cream can against the parking lot for a little bit first and stick it up your nose. I'm just saying. I may have been to college once.
Yeah, but it was in Maine. It doesn't really count.
We get college in Maine. We just don't do reading or writing. And everyone wears L.L. Bean boots all year round.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you have to.
You really do.
You'll freeze to death.
Yeah, if it's not winter, it's mud season.
Yeah. So, I've been to Machias.
So anyway, about the New York thing, it's it's okay. So here's my problem, and I really don't care about the weather people predicting snow and then it not happening because it's in, you know, weather's inherently unpredictable and, you know, everybody,
the science is settled.
Yeah. Everybody knows that. The problem I have is the mayor of New York City deciding he can just command everyone to stay home and not do anything.
Yeah.
Nobody told him he couldn't. All the little, their little hipsters and sheeple and everybody who lives there didn't complain. They just, we'll do what we're told.
Yeah.
We 51% of the people voted for him.
Yeah, it's amazing that.
What were they going to do if three main people decided to leave their apartments and actually defy the law? What would they do?
Yeah.
Gonna arrest three main people?
No, of course not.
No, they'd attempt to shoot them, but they'd miss.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just odd to me that we treat that like, okay, they said everybody needs to stay home. Oh, okay. I mean, there's a difference between me going, oh, fuck no, I'm not going out in that snow. I'm staying home. Versus, you know, the command from on high, you know, don't come out of your streets. Don't come out of your houses.
About a year ago, like almost exactly a year ago, got stuck in Tallahassee, Florida on I-10. Because somebody saw a snowflake and they shut down Interstate 10.
I believe that.
And the weather warning was like till 1 o'clock p.m. the next day, and that's when they actually opened the road. But there was a parallel route called US 90 that's less than 2 miles from Interstate 10, and it was fine. It was open, and my wife and I decided to just go ahead and drive it. And we saw the one sand truck in all of Florida. They just scoop it up off the beach and spread it around a little bit. I think it was a 1968 International, and it was hilarious. But mysteriously, the traffic cameras that you can get on the Florida DOT website, amazingly, they didn't work during that time. They were somehow disabled by the massive blizzard, and somehow they came on again right at 1 o'clock when they lifted the travel ban. Pretty weird.
I smell conspiracy. I suspect the Masons were involved.
I do too. So I just want to throw that in there.
But yeah,
How much snow did you get?
I got about. I mean, it was hard to tell because it was really, really light snow. So, like, I mean, I had like, you know, 6 foot drifts in my backyard, and like the top of my car was, you know, was covered. But in the middle of my driveway, it was up to my knees. So it's about 3 feet.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was, that's a lot of snow.
It is a lot of snow.
That's one of those, like, I'm sitting there going, all right, how the hell am I going to move this stuff?
Yeah, that sucks.
So Jay, you picked another good year to not live in Massachusetts.
It's always a good year to not
live. I was just going to say, that's every year.
That'll continue every year. But yeah, again. Oh my God! I mean, well, at least Jay's got a drive had a yard that was suitable for using a snowblower. Jay will say, I do not. So until I can get, all I was doing was dreaming about the someday I will have my driveway redone, and that son of a bitch will be heated. Huh. It'll be interesting to see actually if a heated driveway can keep up with blizzard conditions. But
Why don't you just get one of those jet engines on a trailer like they use at the racetrack?
Oh yeah, the MBTA's got a couple of them on rail cars that are pretty cool. I want to get a driveway made out of pavers so I don't ever have to resurface the thing, and then because I hate doing that, and then underneath it run some electrical coils and have a big switch in my basement. With a big safety cover on it, maybe like a big flashing light when it's on, so when snow is coming, I turn it on and the driveway warms up a little bit above freezing, and the snow falls and decides to not be snow anymore. And all runs into my neighbor's yard. Ha ha.
Do you get the gypsies coming by wanting to seal your driveway?
No, we don't have those.
Okay.
I'd tell them to get off my property.
Do you tell him to get off your lawn?
Get off my driveway.
I've seen his lawn. It's very cute.
Well, in the back, I've got a nice lawn in the back. Not compared to your old lawn, Jay. But
yeah.
But yeah. No. In the front, I've got glorified devil strip, to use Breida terminology.
Devil strip.
Devil strip. That's an Ohio term, isn't it?
It is not.
I'm pretty sure it was the devil strip, being that little thin area between the sidewalk and the curb.
That's
the tree lawn.
Tree lawn.
Oh, tree lawn. I've heard devil strip as well.
Not in Ohio. Not here, anyway.
Okay, I thought it was an Ohio thing.
No.
I thought you were talking about a bikini wax for a second. I'm sorry.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
That is an alternate usage of the exact same term. It's an Urban Dictionary.
Got it.
But yeah. It was awful. Like, actually, it was – so Tuesday's my day with the baby, and instead my wife was also home with me. So that was – it was like a magical weekend. And I spent probably 6 hours shoveling.
Yay.
Oh, dear. Mm. Wow.
And
did you make Louie a sibling?
No.
Not after all that shoveling.
No, I did not, because I was sore, exhausted, and tired, in a generally cantankerous mood. No, honey, I had a headache. and then the next day, the baby's daycare opened an hour later. And so I said, yeah, no, I'll stick around and I'll drop her off. And so my wife took off and she caught the train and we're headed into Boston, and I dropped the baby off, and I did, like, it was like a combat drop. Like, I pretty much just threw her out of the moving car. I got in, I drove back because there was one more train left in the rush hour schedule. And I dropped her off, and I got home in enough time that I'm like, oh, I can check the service schedule real quick. And the train was canceled. And all the other trains were canceled. And everything was canceled. And everything was screwed up. And there were delays and canceled, delays and canceled. So I just eventually went, ugh. I texted a buddy of mine, and he was already in work. And I said, can you cover for me? Can you deal with a couple of the animals that are in my in the lab? And he said, yeah, no problem. And so I said, you know what? It's not worth me going in, because I could probably spend like 4 hours commuting to and from and get like 2 hours worth of work done. So I had 2 days off, and my wife got in at 8 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
So Boston's still pretty screwed up.
Yeah. Boston's always screwed up.
Boston Roughly. Is always screwed up, but they're screwed up more than usual.
So let me ask you, Jay.
Yes.
And Chaz. Do you prefer Chaz or Chester? What do you?
I go by Chaz.
Okay.
Chaz, yeah.
That's how I've always heard it.
Sure, for chastity, right?
Because Chester sounds like you got free candy painted on the side of your truck. But
I was. I don't know who to answer first. Jay put in a Chastity Bono reference in the middle of of that, and it's hurtful. After what we shared together, Jay, after our meaningful moments in Vegas, I saw him in the crowd outside on the front porch. Well, it's not porch, where the taxi stand is at the Venetian. I looked over and I saw a beautiful man in his gorgeous cranium. And I shouted out, Jay! He looked over at me and said, what the fuck is that? I said, it's me. Chaz Murray from the Road Gunner podcast. He's like, oh my God. Chaz
Murray from the Road Gunner podcast. And then asked for his autograph. It was really
cool. And then we embraced.
Did you sign his tie that the NRA makes him wear?
It was pretty awesome. He was all suited up.
It was totally... Kevlar.
Oh, really? Cool.
He had a Kevlar tie.
So for those of us who have never gone to SHOT Show and never will go to SHOT Show for any reason whatsoever.
You sound so positive about it.
Yeah. I've done big conventions before and never again. Forget the guns for a minute. What are we,
the ATF?
Yeah. I want to say the environment. What is SHOT Show like? Is it, you know, give us a feel for it.
It is first and foremost an industry trade show. Honestly, it's no different than any other industry, any other trade show. It's just the product that's hanging on the pegs is different. If you've been to any trade show, you've been to SHOT.
Did you actually used to go to a bunch of industry trade shows back in your former life?
I did. We actually had a conference that was analogous to SHOT Show. It was the Dioxin Conference.
Ooh.
It's funny.
Dioxin
Conference. I'm not kidding. I used to sell chemicals.
Did you have booth babes at the Dioxin Conference?
There were booth babes. Yes, there were.
Wow.
But there would be all kinds of different laboratories. There would be government agencies. There would be all kinds of equipment manufacturers. There would be, you know, obviously chemical manufacturers. And, you know, if you made, you know, guys that made glassware, guys that made pipettes, and just anything you might need or want in a laboratory would be there. And it's the same. You go, you set up a booth, you stand around. You know, you meet up with the people that you know in the industry. You go out to lunch. People, you know, see who you're going to take out to lunch. See who's going to take you out to lunch. And it's surprising how similar it is. You know, because the first time I set foot there, like, this is like other conventions I've been to, just with guns rather than test tubes. It was rather cool.
How is it different than the NRA show?
It's a lot bigger, and people are conducting business. There are distributors there who are placing orders with the manufacturers.
Ah, okay.
So they're actually selling stuff. I mean, they're not selling. Yeah. It's not like retail. NRA, they can't. They're not selling stuff at their booth, but they're selling. You know, some guy wants 10,000 Smith and Wesson M&Ps for his shop or whatever, right. And
Gotcha. Or the city of Philadelphia is placing an order for 500 Ruger AR-556s, or whatever. Well, Philadelphia would be incendiary rounds, but
they do like to burn stuff down up there.
But yeah, I mean, there is a lot of business that's conducted in that manner, like suits. It's not, it's not as casual as the NRA annual meeting.
Do they have like the SHOT Show deal, get 10% off if you order now, stuff like that?
There's very, very little that's actually available to purchase right there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, for like orders,
not really, because the orders that are being placed come with their own discounts built in. Gotcha.
I saw at like Nighthawk Custom Firearms, they were giving an additional 2% if you ordered right then at SHOT Show. Well, I mean, but you're getting, that's off a $3,500 gun.
Yeah.
It's decent, but it's not a deal breaker. You're already getting.
You might save enough to buy a couple of boxes of ammo for it.
Right.
Huh.
I went there to network with all the podcasters, basically get material for the show and try to pimp out my upcoming training events and things like that, and try to get free stuff from people. I'll talk about this on the podcast. Would you like to let me have one of them? Doesn't really work that well, though.
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Yeah.
Jazz.
Yes, sir.
Do you like Rumble with YouTubers?
Rumble.
Do you guys, when you're like near a YouTuber, is it like the Jets? You're like.
I don't know. I don't really know much about the YouTubes. I really ought to be doing the YouTubes. But my show is not on the YouTubes. I don't know. I know nothing about YouTube.
I just get this mental image.
I'd have to shave. I'd have to set up some kind of camera, and I'd have to be more better looking.
No, you just show from the neck down. You can be like Mr. Hands from Mr. Bill, and I'm totally showing my age there.
Or you could be like, what's his name on the Stig, where you just put a helmet on.
A Mylar suit.
Yeah. Helmet.
I like it.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the YouTubes, hey Jay, I saw there was I subscribed to the NRA Media YouTube channel, and I saw a whole bunch of really good videos of stuff, and I noticed you weren't any of them.
Well, duh, they wanted someone good. They don't want to scare people away. Who's this freakazoid?
Were you holding the camera, Jay?
No, they don't let me touch the equipment. Are you insane? They let me wear the helmet sideways and look out the ear hole. Wait a minute, we can't use Bill Cosby routines anymore, can we?
No, unfortunately. No. Oh well.
I think you can.
I think it'd probably be a trigger warning or something. Yeah.
Who's the coolest person you saw at SHOT Show, Jay?
Oh, celebrity.
Besides me.
I'm trying. Besides, after Chaz.
And Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno does go. Tony Montana goes. Which that is so tough for me not to run up and be like, my God, it's Fat Tony! And have him be like, what? Oh, The Simpsons. Gunny was there, and Gunny's really cool. But he's always there.
I saw Eric Estrada run by.
Steven Seagal.
I saw him too. Man, he wouldn't fool anybody with that dye job on his hair.
No.
I saw pictures. He looks really big.
Who?
He's like six,
Steven
seven.
Seagal. No, no, no. I mean, not tall. Like,
fat, big.
Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. He forked up.
Penn Jillette has been laughing really, really hard on his podcast about how the fact that Steven Seagal has suddenly stumbled into looking like Penn Jillette. Yes. Penn Jillette jokes that he's always looked like a big, tall, fat dipshit. And now all of a sudden, Steven Seagal, a hero of some of my favorite trashy 80s and early 90s action movies, has now suddenly gone from an action movie star to a big Sasquatchy dipshit.
Awesome.
But at least he's driven a tank into a meth lab.
Hey.
America, keeping us safe from those meth people.
Man, I wish I could buy Sudafed.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Wouldn't that be nice? Remember when you could just buy it off the shelf and just walk out?
My sinuses have just been exploding the last 3 days.
I just covered it in my blog. There was some anti-gunner that was just, I mean, it was just a screed. But they were talking about the fact that you have to go and show your driver's license to buy, and get a database to buy Sudafed. But you can just walk into any store and just buy ammo. And I'm like, yeah, and you can still buy friggin' meth. So, yeah, obviously we need to expand this worthless little system that we've got.
Yeah, it didn't stop the meth at all. It just inconvenienced the hell out of everyone else.
Everyone that's not a tweaker. Because the tweakers have no problem getting all the Sudafed they want.
Right.
You can go into a drugstore right now, get some extra strength Tylenol, take half a bottle of that, take about 3 shots of your favorite distilled liquor, and be dead in about 24 hours.
Or less.
I was just about to say, that sounds like hepatic failure right there.
Yeah.
Or you could be Keith Richards.
Or, yeah.
Or you can buy a gallon of gas at the gas station for $1.85 and, burn down a disco or something. I mean,
oh no, no, Alan, come on. We're talking about recreational drug use. You can pour it into a tube sock and stick that over your nose and mouth like a feed bag.
There you go.
And then be dead.
Yeah. It's just nonsense. You know, that brings me up now, you're forcing me into this and I wasn't going to talk about it tonight, but you know, the last couple of days I have heard, it's like one of those things where you hear something over and over and over again. And for some reason I've been hearing people go on and on about this trade off. Well, there's a trade off between privacy and security. No, there isn't.
No, there isn't.
There is no trade off. That's a false dichotomy. That is a lie. There is no trade off between privacy and security because there is no such thing as security.
Well, that's exactly it. It's
privacy either.
I mean, the old Ben Franklin quote of those who will sacrifice liberty for free for security deserve neither. Well, it goes even further. I mean, it's a really cool statement if you think about, giving up some of your liberty to actually keep yourself safer. But I mean, in the world of like the war on drugs and the TSA and Homeland Security and all this other stuff, you're sacrificing your privacy for nothing.
Yeah. For less than nothing. It's a negative. It's a negative nothing. I'd be happy if it was a nothing because we'd be better off.
Yeah.
But wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that said, "Shuck it, Moneypenny"?
I don't believe so.
No.
No, that was Roadkill who said that.
That was Roadkill.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Wrong dude.
Close
though.
Wrong podcast, sir.
I got my famous historical figures completely wrong.
Speaking of, if you guys are not watching Sons of Liberty, you should.
Oh yeah, that's a good show.
It's excellent. It's probably
that's the one with the motorcycle gang, right?
No.
No,
that's the one with Solid Snake.
It's the History Channel looked around, the executives at the History Channel looked around and said, "Hey, we're the History Channel. Maybe we should have a history show on."
Is it on Netflix?
Not yet. It's on. Okay. It's a History Channel mini series.
All right.
Highly recommend. You can download it on the internet. It's widely available.
There is some artistic license taken with the historical stuff for the sake of the show, but it's pretty good.
But just so you know, Ancient Aliens is on Netflix.
Oh my god, I started watching that last week. I started watching that. It's the craziest show. Oh my god.
Last week I also started watching it, and literally by started watching it, I watched the first 5 minutes and said, "Yeah, fuck this noise," and turned it off.
It's a good drunk show. You know, because you're watching it, you're like, "What the hell are they talking about?" And you get sucked in. I don't know. But speaking of, okay, this is a good tie-in. The guy who, speaking of aliens and Sons of Liberty, the guy who plays John Adams, I was blown away by this. The guy who plays John Adams in Sons of Liberty was the little boy in E.T.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Way.
Yeah, but that was like 30 years ago.
So. Elliot
on E.T.
Hey, have you guys seen Legends of the Fall?
Have
he was in that. He was in that too.
No, because I'm male.
Wait. Yeah. Now, Jay, let me go here. This was one. Okay, so there was like three movies that I absolutely avoided for way too long. Two of them were movies recommended by my father, and of which I went, "Oh my god, Dad!" My dad kept saying, "Oh my god, you've got to watch this. You've got to watch this movie." First, it was Basic Instinct. And then it was Wild Things. And I went, "Oh, great, Dad. Yeah, you fucking perv."
Hey, those were good movies.
They were fucking awesome movies.
Oh, jeez.
They're spectacular films. Yes, they've got a bunch of sex and nudity in them. But it that was all marketing. They were all marketed on sex and nudity.
Yep.
They're really not particularly scintillating or all of that. They're really, really good noir films. The other one was Legend of the Fall because I heard it was a total chick flick. It's fucking not. It's Brad Pitt killing everything. Oh, it's such a good movie. It shouldn't be called Legends of the Fall. It should be called Tristan Kills Everything, and Tristan is fucking Brad Pitt. He fucking kills everything.
Okay, then. I'll put that one on the list.
You should put it on the list. It is so good. And it stars Elliot from E.T.
Oh god, Jay, I wanted to ask you. We were talking about this last week. How much filet mignon did you eat at SHOT Show? You know, this is important.
There may have been a couple, two or three.
See, I knew it.
Now, Jay, you can recuse yourself from this. But how much horizontal refreshment did you get from Remington to overlook some of their various production issues?
Did not talk to Remington. I tried. I was not hustled out of their booth like other people I will not name. But
can you give a brief description of what those other people might be like?
I recuse myself.
Okay.
Was it blog?
No, but they
website that shall not be named.
The R-51 on display, so they're not hiding it. There was no concrete information.
But they should.
I bet they didn't let anybody touch it.
There was no information on when the revised model would be available. But I think that they are the epitome of once bitten, twice shy, and they're not going to re-release it until you can basically drive a steamroller over it and have it still work.
It's a hunk of warm garbage and nobody needs it. Get a shield.
What's that?
It's a hunk of hot garbage. Nobody needs one. Wow. Get a shield.
See, fuck everyone, Chaz isn't paid to go to SHOT Show. That's why I wanted to have you on, Chester. I love you, man.
I'm not sponsored by them. I wouldn't own one of those pieces of shit. Oh my god. Piece of clunky, stupid, dumb grip safety. Already a question that's already answered very well by the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield with no thumb safety. No reason for this gun for anybody to buy it. It looks like a cool little ray gun from the 50s, and it probably works just about as well.
It seems to me to be kind of a style over substance thing.
Totally. It looks to be a gun that's impossible to take apart without tools. It doesn't feel right. The best feature about it is that you can swap grip panels on it. Who cares?
Actually, to be fair, from some of the videos I saw the first run of them, they actually do come apart pretty easily without tools. As a matter of fact, just firm pressure is all you need.
Well, then I'll throw it on the ground and jump on it to take it down.
How is it size-wise compared to the – because that was one of the big things I originally heard was – because I've never handled one.
If you've ever handled the shield, it's about the same size.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about the same size. It's a little bit bigger than a Ruger LC9.
Why don't they just put a Browning action in it? Duh. That's only worked for the last 104 years.
Because different. I mean, it's the same thing with Walther putting that new little gas-operated pistol in there.
I own Walther's. I wouldn't buy that one either.
No. I mean,
no reason to. That one is truly a gun that has a you have to have a tool to take it down, either the tool that's provided or a flat blade screwdriver. It has no speakable reset. It's cool looking, but who cares? And it feels really nice. It's got the same ergonomics of the Walther PPQ. But to take it down, if you ever plan to clean it, it's going to be a real pain in the patoot. If anybody has ever owned like a Walther P22 with a fixed barrel on it, it's I want to like it as a PPQ owner and shooter, but it does not have anything remotely to do with the PPQ really, other than sharing the same styling cues. It's not a gun that I'm excited about. Plus, it has a completely unnecessary and flimsy thumb safety.
All right, I got a two-part question for our gentlemen that have been to SHOT Show. All right, one is for Jay and one is for Chaz. Jay, what is the best gun that you saw at SHOT Show? And Chaz, what is the worst gun that you saw at SHOT Show? Because one Jay can answer and one Chaz can answer.
Nice.
Can I answer both too after Jay goes? Because there's one I really liked.
The SIG P 10mm was pretty fucking awesome.
Hmm.
I have to admit,
you cut up a little bit.
I had a little bit of fanboy squee over the P220 and 10mm.
Because
that is a damn cool pistol.
What's cool about it?
10mm and SIG 220.
Okay.
It's just too short. What's that?
I wish they had made it in the 227.
I suspect that if the 220 sells well, it will expand. And that, I'm not speaking for Sig Sauer. I'm allowing a little bit of Rob Allen's fanboy squee to come through. But I can't imagine it'd be much more difficult for.
But to be fair, it's 10mm. It's not going to sell well.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Although there does seem to be a lot of investment in 10mm because Glock just came out with the I think it was the 40.
The 40.
Which is their like long slide 10mm with a spot for a red dot for hunting. So you can hunt with a Glock. I love that.
Yep. So now they have a Glock 40 that is actually a Glock 40.
Yeah, but it's 40 Magnum.
Yes.
All right. What about you, Chaz?
Okay, I liked. Can I choose a rifle and a handgun?
Sure,
you can do whatever you want.
Rifle, I like the SIG 556 XI. I want one real bad. It's kind of based on the SIG arm styling of the 550. It's got a charging handle that you can swap from left to right, ambidextrous controls, and it takes AR magazines. And it's got a side folding stock and a adjustable cheek piece on it for about the mid-range price between their direct impringement AR, the M400, and their gas-operated system, the 516. So it's right in the middle of those. That looks pretty cool.
Sounds like something that would make Dianne Feinstein crap her panties.
Oh, totally. And it's very lightweight, modular, and I like it. So that was my pick for a rifle. Handgun is one that I thought I would absolutely freaking hate, and that is the Koenig TP9SA imported by Century Arms. It's basically an improved Walther P99 clone, but it's a single action, kind of like the Springfield XD, but it does not have a grip safety. It has a striker cocked indicator, which I don't really care about. But has got a really decent trigger. It's got Italian-made MechGar magazines I think you get two of them, two 15-round magazines in the package, a Sherpa-like holster, which is kind of garbage. I'd throw it away and get a Blaytec or something like that, and a little cleaning kit. But it's going to retail for $400. It's made in Turkey. So this is like the HS2000 before Springfield got a hold of it and turned it into the XD and took a $300 gun and added $200 premium. I was impressed by the trigger, and I think it's going to sell like hotcakes personally.
See, I actually want one of those really bad because I happen to inadvertently have a collection of guns that are almost guns carried by James Bond, but not quite. Because now I've suddenly realized that, man, I've got a bunch of guns that are almost like guns carried by James Bond, but not quite, that I want more guns that are almost like guns carried by James Bond. And so that would fit very well with my the P99.
Koenig made kind of a really crappy double action version of the thing that nobody liked at all. Well, not nobody, but somebody must have liked it because it's pretty cheap, and I think Jaeger went nuts over it. But the TP9SA, the single action version with striker fired, it's a pretty decent quality gun for $400. So that's retail. So it's going to come in under that. I would buy it over like a Smith & Wesson Sigma or any Taurus, anything Taurus makes in that price range. So that was pretty cool.
Very nice. By the way, did you see Jaeger there?
I did. I took a picture with him.
Did you tell him that you're a huge fan of his porn?
I did not. I didn't want him to punch me.
But you thought it, didn't you?
I did not. That was the last thing that came to mind.
Because that guy looks so much like Buck Angel.
Oh my
God. He looks
God.
Exactly like
I'm
Buck Angel.
I'm ashamed of myself for knowing who that is.
Oh, no. We met him.
Buck Angel?
Didn't we?
Wait. Buck Angel or James Jaeger?
Where?
I know who that is from listening to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Who is the one with the long hair in the Cold Steel booth at the NRA convention in Houston?
Oh, no,
was that his name, Buck?
I don't know. I get all those posers confused.
What is his name?
I don't know. But Breedum was about to take his head off.
We kept calling her a hobbit.
She was about to.
I just wanted to be out of the blast.
She was about to poke his foot with that sword.
He has a woman's name. I forget what his name is. Yeah. Somebody in chat, come in.
Come on. What is it?
But yeah, no. Buck Angel is.
Buck Medley. It's Buck Medley. It is.
Walter?
Okay.
The dude with the bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
Creepy guy. Oh, fuck him.
His pants are so tight.
You can see
I could not even get over how tight. Yes. I could not get over the pants.
Hey, we've got a caller, believe it or not.
Oh my God.
No way.
Yeah.
I hope it's Buck Angel.
No, it's not. But it's close. It's very close. It's Gus Avocado.
Oh.
No way.
Yes way. Hello.
No way. Can't be.
It is.
That guy's just a legend or locked up by now. One or the other. It's either a myth or incarcerated. There is no middle ground. How's it going, Score Report?
Good. We missed you. How you been?
Yeah. Been busy, obviously, because, if you're too busy to call the Score Report, you got to slow your life down, right?
That's right.
But, no, and you know what? I've been so busy, I don't even know what the topics are for the week. Not that that's ever hindered me in the past. Yeah. Actually, what I do is pour a couple of drinks, light a cigar, call in, talk out my fifth point of contact, and hang up. But so I may do the same this week. Talking about shooting, Earl says you got to get out shooting.
Yes.
And I was thinking about that this week because I've been doing a lot of cleaning, did a little bit of purchasing, and I actually have ammo and haven't been shooting. And it's that's when time gets in the way because, you let the skills get rusty, then you probably just better, leave them in the closet before somebody gets hurt. So this week I have this coming weekend, a friend of mine's got a farm, which is the best place to shoot because you don't have all those range officers, pesky rules, and urban assholes. Can I say that? This is the internet, right?
Yep.
That's what I want, right?
That's right.
Urban assholes. And I stumbled across a couple of outstanding police trade-in deals this week. So an old Smith 28 and a SIG 226. And I am dying to see how they work. So
Well, hopefully they go bang.
I hopefully they do, and hopefully all the holes show up at the other end. That's not always a given,
yep.
Especially if you go to the regular shooting ranges, because that's why they put the tin on top of the shooting area, so that you know when you've negligently discharged approximately where your barrel was pointing at the time. And that's the range I used to go to. And that's part of it. It's just, I guess it's good that the hobby is, enough people are doing it that things start to get crowded. And I try not to curse the crowded gun range, because that means that
there are
a number of people who are starting to think this is a little more normal. And it's just a great way to kill a couple hours on a Saturday morning. And the more people who think like that, the fewer who think like the other guy.
If we could just convert a few of those golf courses to rifle ranges, we'd be set.
Oh my God! They've got yard limits on them. Oh, it's right there for spotters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's you figure some people call 9-iron, 5-iron, driver. I call handgun, carbine, scoped rifle. It's just go for it. 18 different benches,
yeah, see?
In one location.
It'd be perfect.
But and I don't much care for golf. And actually it'd be better if you had it while the golfers were still out there. I think
Four
mind if I play through anyways. There are those who would frown on that, mostly like life insurance companies and stuff like that. But
especially since golf balls sitting in the rough are absolutely awesome rifle targets.
Yes, they are. It's like, I can't find my ball. You know what? If I can make it hop, would you appreciate it? where you can see it. So do we have real life topics this week? I've been kind of out of the loop.
Actually, we do. We have Chaz of the Road Gunner podcast. And he and Jay are regaling us with tales of SHOT Show.
I've been kind of tracking the Jay SHOT Show reports, and it actually a lot of times you're like, well, what could they have done this year? But it kind of sounds like there's a couple neat things coming out, so I'll be interested to see what Jay did find. I'll see what he when he was nosing around. I mean, if you could see under his nose with that mustache, but. it's kind of a great time. I did see an article today that the R-51 may be ready for soon, maybe re-released.
As a toilet brush.
which is an admission that when you put that much money into anything, you have to throw a bunch of them out at gun stores, the Peterson design, it was a great way to get around a Colt patent, but the fact is, nowadays, there is no Colt Patton anymore. So, it's me.
Remington's new Patterson design will change the gunness into what?
I will tell you, that is probably the closest to something that was made for little or no reason. But I thought, I would almost, want to own one of those just to see how it worked. But, not enough, but I'll probably buy one. And they gave me a really cool T-shirt, the NRA show in Indianapolis. I do have to say that. So they were handing out free T-shirts to anyone who would say, yeah, there's half a chance I might buy one of these someday.
And throw away the gun and keep the Pelican case.
There you go.
And the T-shirt. Keep the T-shirt.
Absolutely.
Because, you might need another T-shirt. But, good to hear from Earl. Looking forward to shooting this week. Looking forward to hearing from Jay, because he always has something to say and an interesting way to say it. But just out in the garage and cracked the second glass and thought, hadn't called in a while. Probably better let those folks know I'm okay, because I know they've been worried.
Oh, yes. We've missed you.
All right. Well, keep it up, guys. I'm going to get out of here and let your interesting plan guests drive the show. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Thanks for calling, Gus.
Right. Oh, I love Jay. Jay. Who's this Chester guy? Fuck that guy. The
mustache,
what
man.
Podcast?
Mustache.
Obviously, we don't do enough cross promotion.
And by the way, for the
or cross-dressing.
I do plenty of cross promotion. I've been on Chester's show a bunch of times.
And we've and we've mentioned it a bunch of times too.
And we mentioned it a bunch of times. Yeah. But the
appreciate it.
I've also got to point out for the R51, it is made by it's being essentially made by Para Ordnance. Para Ordnance, their motto is they're Para Ordnance. Hey man, this is the one 1911 that makes you want to buy a Kimber. Because Kimbers suck.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the one I thought was interesting, and I was just wondering if you saw it there, was the Colt, was it the 1903 reproduction?
1903.
1903 and 32 ACP with this massive stopping power.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
But kind of cool looking. If it sells, they'll come out with a 1908.
Just for a retro, you know, kind of looking thing.
It's not bad.
I'm not sure I'd buy one for a, you know, like a self-defense carry gun, but I'd probably buy one, you know.
It depends on what they sell it for.
Yeah, that's right. Price.
Because there's a gazillion 1903s out there. And
the MSRP is $975.
Oh, that's kind of high.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if it's hitting shelves at $750, yeah.
That's still kind of high.
Yeah, because it's not a carry gun.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
If you want a 380, you're going to get an LCP or a bodyguard.
Right.
Or any Glock 42. Number. You're wrong.
What?
Glock 42.
Glock 40. That was going to be the next gun I mentioned. Was Glock 42? If you want something too big to put in a pocket.
Not my pocket, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of appeal.
I don't mean your map pocket.
There's a lot of appeal to that retro style, you know.
Yeah.
How about the Browning 3/4 size 1911 and 380?
I saw that one. I saw pictures of it. Yeah.
It's neat. I'm glad that they're kind of thinking that way. But if I want a 1911 that's in 380, I'm gonna get a government or a Mustang.
Or the or that SIG, whatchamacallit, the 238.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or the 938.
What's that?
No, the 938.
Frankly, the whole 380 thing doesn't really appeal to me at all. I am just not interested in a 380. It's not, you know, if I'm going to buy an underpowered Plinkin pistol, I'll get a 22.
Rita, what do you have to say about this?
I don't see the point in a 380. I mean...
It serves a purpose.
Yeah.
There's some folks that, especially in a gun the size of the Glock 42, I don't want to be gender biased.
Rita?
Yeah.
She's mad at you, Alan.
No, she's not.
He has his opinion.
No, she's not mad at me.
It's wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, it's wrong. But, you know, it's his show.
Oh, not mine. I don't know. It's just
everyone knows that Breida is the star of the show. That's why I listen.
Well, because you know, 380s, 380s expensive. It's you know.
No, it's not.
Yeah, as opposed to that cheap 45.
Well,
I don't want to get shot with it.
I was comparing it to 22, but then I was thinking of the cost of price of 22 these days.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think it's cheaper than 22 right now.
Cheaper to shoot 380.
Yeah,
and you can find 380.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's true too. You can. I think every time I go to Walmart these days, I see a box of 380 on the shelf, and I pretty still don't see 22. So,
hey, you go to Walmart these days, you see a box of 5.7 on the shelf, and no 22.
Yeah,
wow.
You know what scared me? You know what else you can buy at Walmart? 50 BMG.
Really?
Wow.
What?
That
really
frightens me.
Wow. Why?
Not my neighborhood.
I don't know. I just have this mental image of people trying to fire 50 BMG out of things they have no business trying to fire them out of.
12-gauge shotguns?
Yeah, exactly.
I love a place where you can buy ice cream, tampons, and 50 BMG at the same place.
America!
Awesome!
Yeah.
Is Heiser going to put one of those in a handgun in a Derringer style?
The wrist-breaker 50.
By the way, ice cream tampons and 50 BMG all cures for menstrual cramps.
Yes.
They probably are.
boys.
Ladies, if you're in your estrus, get yourself some ice cream, get some tampons, get some 50 BMG.
You're all set.
That's right. You'll feel much better. Put on the Gilmore Girls.
Light a candle. Put a decorative gourd on the table.
Decorative gourd. Fuck those things.
Hey, that Lauren Graham's hot. She's on my list.
That's only because of the Bad Santa movie.
Well, yeah, but...
Is it time yet?
Yeah, we went off the rails completely.
That's okay. It was a fun show.
Yes, it was. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chaz.
Hey, no problem.
That is the Road Gunner podcast. There's a link on our show page, or you can go to roadgunner.com.
Roadgunner.net.
Oh, is it .net?
Some fucking asshole got roadgunner.com like 3 years ago sitting on it.
Damn it.
Bitch.
You know, you happen to have this large piece of machinery with a reefer behind it. You know,
yeah, I do.
You might want to roll over his ass.
I could. Last things about the SHOT Show. $16 Magpul Glock mags. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Roadgunner.net for the website.
Or Roadgunner podcast?
Roadgunner.net.
Isn't there
Roadgunner podcast?
Are you correcting him on his own URL app?
Well,
I think it is Roadgunner.
I found roadgunnerpodcast.com.
Did he get his own URL wrong?
It is roadgunnerpodcast.com.
It is.
And he has been hitting the sauce while in a heavy piece of machinery.
Hey, I know that I don't sound like it, but I am a firearms instructor with Masada Yube Group. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Can I pimp my class coming up?
You can do, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, April 30th, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I'm going to be hosting Masada Yube for Mag 40. It's going to be freaking awesome. Check it out at NighthawkCustomTraining.com. Sign up.
I'll be go to Hot Springs, rent out the Capone room.
Mm-hmm. At the hot baths. That'll be awesome. I'm catering the first 2 days for lunch. So, wow. Brady, come on down.
Is it a paleo lunch?
What's that?
Is it a paleo lunch?
It won't be paleo. It'll be catered towards the guests that I expect to have. Probably going to do. No, it won't be gluten-free either. I'll be eating gluten-free and paleo, but I expect to be making a delicious Southwestern buffet for one of the days in classic American burgers and dogs and things like that with a little bit of a twist on day two. So for lunch.
Oh, so they're going to actually experience your cooking skills as well.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Oh, and Gail is going to be there. Big sexy John Hathaway with his delicious blueberry nipples is going to be there. Helping teach the class.
Can you tell me a bit about his nipples? Because you referenced it in your podcast, and I felt I was wanting for more.
Okay. First thing about nipples. Just learned this watching reruns of Top Gear. Jeremy Clarkson told me this, that the German word for nipples is Breastwarz, which means breast warts.
So it does.
Wow.
And I was excited. So John has – you just have to meet him. When it gets a little chilly outside, they're poking through his 5'11 tactical shirt, and you just want to suckle. That's all I got to say.
Oh, and he's mean to you all the time.
Well, you know, I learned a lot.
Is he mean to you when there's not a recording device around?
No. He's a great mentor in all seriousness.
Is Mass going to be there?
Absolutely. He's going to be the lead instructor for days 1, 2, 3, and 4, which is why I'm desperately pimping this out, because Mass needs a lot of cigarettes. And I don't know how much it is. And I can't believe how much it is in New York City. But, you know, a case of Kent cigarettes down in Arkansas is still pretty pricey. And I'm going to have to drive to an actual wet county in Arkansas to get Rolling Rock. So we're talking massive expenses here. So if we can get some folks, it's going to be fun. Hot Springs is a gorgeous area. It's a resort kind of town. It'll be in between, like, the race season and spring break and all that kind of stuff. So come on in. Visit the national park, go see the bathhouses, see where Capone, like, got all wet and slippery and stuff like that, and then come take a class. and sign up at NighthawkCustomTraining.com. Very nice.
Will Mass be teaching one of the courses from a helicopter?
I don't think so, but that'd be awesome. If you just
I just saw the video that Gail put up of the crash. That was fucking crazy.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet. I can't imagine that. Apparently, on the days one and two, the same days that we're doing the shooting portion, tactical response is going to be there and on another bay. The guys, you know, James Yeager that we mentioned earlier?
Yes.
Him
or his guys. They're teaching a two-day class. The Garland County Sheriff's Department is having him out.
And just so you know, James, not that there's anything wrong with it, but James Yeager is a transgendered individual.
I'm pretty sure he would punch you.
Oh, he would challenge me to a duel.
He would. He would throat punch you in the dick.
Yep. And you know what? I would take that shit and press charges. Can Mass still arrest people? I'd actually go and just say, "Hey, Mass." Mass, arrest this guy. He throat punched me in the dick.
He punched me in the dick. Absolutely. Yeah. So come on down. It's going to be a hoot. Really. I mean, having listened to this show, come on.
Halfway there.
Yeah. Just imagine.
You know it ain't going to be boring.
That's right.
I'll even bring a rice cooker. Come on, Brita.
Okay.
Think about it.
When is it?
It's April 30th, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of this year. In Hot
Tempting.
Springs. It's lovely.
I'm
Alan,
sure.
You can come up.
Hot Springs is a nice town. I've been there before.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I love the Squirrel Report. Love pimping it. War Hog. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
As a firearms instructor, I don't think that anybody should have mandatory training. I think that's freaking bullshit. I think shooting is pretty easy. What I like to say is that you're going to reduce the likelihood of hurting yourself or the people around you or those you love if you take a class. If you take a class, awesome. Take one with me or somebody else. But I don't think it shouldn't be mandatory. I'm not a self-serving person. I should be. I should be telling everybody, you have to get training, blah, 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 blah.
It shouldn't be mandatory, but it makes damn good sense.
It does make good sense. And if you're going to take one class, if you don't take a Mag 40 from me, go to MasadaAUGroup.com and find one that's close to you. Brita, I know that there's one in Ohio coming up in June, I think. I would rather you come and visit me.
I'm sure. Yeah, obviously.
Because, oh my God, I've got to buy like four cases of freaking Rolling Rock and like...
Well, I don't like Rolling Rock, so you're going to have to try harder.
Nobody but Mass likes Rolling Rock, evidently.
Yeah. Rolling Rock and Kent cigarettes. So thanks, guys, for having me on. I really did enjoy it. Love the Squirrel Report. You guys are awesome. Jay, your cranium. So awesome.
It's very...
That's what I saw first. It was like...
The light glinting off of it?
You see the crowd? It just like kind of parted and then... La.
Yeah,
a light
that's because of my
shone
stash.
Down from the heavens like a halo off the top of it. I was like, oh God, it's so perfect.
It's especially amazing that it's that reflective given his mulatto complexion.
I know.
Oh God.
I was like, why is he coming up to me and high-fiving me?
I don't know. Fist bump. Fist bump.
Oh,
fist bump. And flashing gag signs.
Yes. All right, everybody. Well, that's another show.
Shark
best show ever.
And, you said that last week.
It's always the best show ever.
Always getting better. That's right. The whole thing.
And
keep your nose clean and your fifth wheel greasy.
There you go. All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Okay. Bye. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, internet.